Good morning. This past week's daf was daf Pei Aleph in the 8th peg of Maseches Ksubis. Let's see the Mishnah on Pei Omid Beis. The Mishnah over here is a hemshach reel of the Mishnah at the beginning of the perek. The Mishnah at the beginning of the parak was talking about a chosim that comes to an isha that's married at certain points, erisin soon. And our Mishnah of Hisoma Hashem Eres Yom. So the Mishnah, the previous Mishnah on the beginning of the parak, Daf Ayin Ches, spoke about such a tzir that second case of the Mishnah. Nachlu lo mishen is arso. That if Isha gets nachosim, so zambi yerusha, mishen is arso. After she's already in arusa, she's in arusa stage, and she gets nachosim, nachosim comes to her. So over here, there's a machlokes beishamai yemim timkun. Beishamai says over here that nothing has changed. She has full rights that she could sell. There's no isur afil lechatchil to sell. Beis Hillel Omrim loy simko. Beis Hillel says that if the nechasim first come when she's already nisarasim, the baal's already here. Akoponim b'teris orus is already the halacha is doch loy simko. It's an isur mechira of them. However, el veil moedim shemoch v'nas nekayim. If she does sell, the schus of the baal is not to prevent the mechir from being chal. Now our Mishnah talks about shemeres yovam shilaflo nechosim. She's not an arusa. She's a shemeres yovam. So the nechosim that fall to shemeres yovam. That over here, Beis Hillel is moida that lechatchila she could sell shal the nechosim. Yeah, zokt Mishnah Mesa. The Shemeres Yovam, she dies. Mayasu v'ksuboso uv'nechosim ha'nechnosim v'ayoytzen imo. Now, in the sugis over here, which use the term ksuba, it could be a little confusing over here, but let's see. The word ksuba, or let's even start a step before, right? That there are three types of nechosim. We'll call them three categories of monies which are in question in these sugyos over here as follows. We have nechosim that she brings into the marriage. These nechosim, you know that there's two types. Based on what the arrangement is, there's nichse melug. Nichse melug is when there is no special arrangement made between them. This is the halacha the Chazal instituted that the baal at time of the suna koponim is oichel peris from the nichse melug. The keret belongs to the isha, and the zchus ha'baal are such that he has the right to benefit from monies that this keren could produce, does produce. In the past we were discussing that what are the guidelines which establish what's keren, what's peri, etc. But this is the halacha of nechse melug. Now there's another category called Nechsim Barzel, these nechasim are set up with different conditions. The nechasim basel is such that the baal is mekabel full achrayis at the present value of it, and he has the full right to do what he wants with these nechasim, and he's basically neschayiv their value at this time. If they're still around later, then they go back to the isha, assuming that they have the same value. And if they're not around, or there was a decrease in the value, then he has to be mashlim. You know, if there's an increase in value, haysif haysif uloi. That's the halacha of these nechosim. Now. The setup of the Nechsei Tzeim Barzel, that's something which is established between them, that has to be written in a shtar, and that's why that might be referred to as Ksuba, because in the Ksuba itself is written which Nechosim will have the dinim of Nechlin Sein Barzel, right? Which basically means that the Baal Zachroi for these Nechosim. Now, aside from that, we know that the Ksuba is the money that the Baal is Nischayev, the Mona Mosayim is the Nischayev that the Baal has to the Isha in the event that the Baal dies, or he's megarish his wife. So therefore, the word Ksuba in these sugyas refers to one of these two things, or possibly both, and that's what we have to clarify each time when we say what exactly does Ksuba refer to. Ksuba could refer to each of these things, and the reason is, as we discussed, because these two monies are the monies which are written in that shtar, right? The ksuba is a shtar. It's a shtar, and it's a specific marriable shtar, which has the mon mosayim in it, and tosefes, and the nechset tzeim barzel. Okay, now, so with that said, let's see. Zot mura, we're talking about a shemer of siyavam. Her husband died without any children. She zokuk to the yavam, and now she dies. Mayasu b'ksubasa uvenechosim hanechnosim vayetzin ima. Now, let's see. Right, what the Gemara speaks out, the nechosim are included in these two things. Ksubasa and nechosim hayetzim nechnosim imo. Rashi explains that ksubasa. Rashi says nedunya shehechnis lo yishamos no ksubasa v'kiblu achrayis v'asher lo yitzim. Rashi is describing nechson tzeim barzel over here. Now, whether this includes the mon masayim or not, We will see in a moment. Nechosim hanechnosim yetzinimo, that refers to the nechsei melug, right? That it's pirchso pirchso lo, right? It's essentially the keren is hers. Is zok the gemara zok mishnah say beishama yemim yachloiku yoshe habal im yoshe haav. Beishama says that they split. The two possible Yorushim over here, the Yoshe HaBaal, her previous husband, and Yoshe HaAv, that's her father from her side. The Gemara in Yevamos really discusses what's behind this over here, that I don't know if that's for us right now to go into, even though probably to have the proper Hashlomah Sasugi, right, it would be, but it's, I think that's a little too much for us right now, for me also. So we'll just reference what it says in Rashi. So Krashi, So, actually, the Rashi from before, right? The Gemara says, "Mayasu b'ksubosa en nechos ma nechos miyedim." So, Rashi, this second category, "Hein nechsem elug she'ein shomen oisam olov en rashoi lahitzin ella mishenechne solishusa nechnasin imo kushi yoytze yoytzin imo." Okay, fine. Right? That's why this is the description of nechsem elug. Beishama yoyimim zokt. Rashi. Bivamis pekacholitz komefarish maishno reisha kihi kayemes tule pligi she'ein loy koyach bohem maishno seifo kishemesa on reshem yachloiku yoshebal bohem. Rashi over here is me'or. He brings a question that the one Bivamis discusses. The Mishnah speaks about this Shemeres Yavam, the din of her nechosim while she's alive and after she dies. While she's alive, the Mishnah says that she has full shlita over her nechosim. The Yavam, and the Yoshe Habal have no power b'chlal. That's why she could sell them lechatchila. Now, when she dies, the halacha is in Kohen Beis Shammai, it's yachlok yoshabam yoshahav, and that's a question that the Gemara is bothered by. Why is that so? Right? It would seem like it thought these two things don't seem to shtim. Right? If you've seen the ratio that. This she could sell lechatchila, so that would seem to suggest that the Yoshe Abal have nothing on these nechosim. So what should change after she dies? That's the Gemara asked that question. The Gemara Zetz and I'm talking about two different cases. So Rashi references that's a Gemara over there. Ayin Shom. That's the first point that Rashi says. Right, that's a question that should bother you. Right, you know the Gemara deals with it. Now Tzveitin's Rashi says, "Umefarish nami hosam." Another important point over here: the dafka nokad yachloiku yoshe abal miyoshe av v'nichsei meluv. This is something also which is nizbar in the Gemara. That even though when you read the Mishnah over here, the Mishnah says mayasu, and it gives us at least two types of nechosim over here, and on that Beis Shammai says yachloiku. Zok Rashi, the Gemara Nivomis tells us that the yachloiku is dafko nichsei mulug. Avol Yoshe ha'av lo yachloiku b'ksubas habal. Rashi says that. Ksubas habal. That's mevur in the Gemara that the Yoshav don't get that at all. Now, this ksubas habal right, you have to know what that refers to. Ksubas habal. Is that Taka talking about the Nechset Tzayim Barzel, or just the Mono Masayim? Al Kaponim, that's something Yesh Levar. Let's see. Aviyachal Gav, the Noka Reisho, Mayasa B'Ksuboso, Tanya V'Shavka. It will be mashma from the way Rashi explains over here that Ksuba is Tzayim Barzel. Right? And Rashi is saying that in the Gemara it's mevuyer that the yachloiku is only on the nechsei melug. So it would sound like that lafuke the nechsei tzayim barzel. But that's all you have to be mevatin. So yeah, and anyone was remembers that over here this prat over here. Okay. I don't know if you should bring it in right now. It's you know the sugi is a sugi by itself without having to bring in this other facet. Rakoponim, right? But that's what Rashi references that. Okay? Now let's see. So that shitas, as far as shitas Beishama is concerned, that's what Rashi means.
The English says that.
Yeah.
Beishama holds Yachlogu by Nechse Malud.
Right.
And a reference to Nechse Tzom Barzel and the Mana Masayim, Beishama holds exactly the same as Beisilla.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine.
And what Beisilla holds is a Machlokas and other Gemaras.
Okay, right, we'll see about that.
And match up what Beisilla holds. But whatever Beisilla holds, Beishama agrees to him. In reference to the Nechse,
okay. Okay, so this Yachleka over here, Rabbi Barzoi, is only on the Nechse Malug. Okay. Right. That means that this Rabbi Shammai says that the Yoshe Av have something over here, a Yachleka. Fine. Now let's see Beis Hillel. What's Beis Hillel sheet? Beis Hillel Oimim as follows. Nechosim b'chezkosan. Now, we'll learn al pi what the girsa in Rashi is, al pi what the Ran tells us Rashi's girsa is. As follows. Right? Because there's a, you know, not Rashi over here. Right? So, it's a little bit off. The Hain Wazoi, that the reading of the Mishnah is as follows. Beis Hillel Oimim, Nechosim Bechezkosan, and like we have, Uksuba Bechezkos Yoshebal, Nechosim Hayetz, Nechosim Imo Bechezkos Yosheav. That means as follows. That means the Mishnah is discussing all three types of Nechosim. Beis Hillel as follows. Nechosim, that's Bechezkosan. This will refer to the Nechse Tzim Barzel. Nechse Barzel Bechaz Kosim. Not clear what Bechaz Kosim means, right? We'll see about that in a minute. Okay? Nechosim Bechaz Kosim. That's the halacha of Nechse Tzim Barzel. Uksuba. Ksuba over here refers to the Mon Masayim. That's Bechaz Kes Yoshe Habal. And Nechosim HaNechnosim Yitz Ne'imo. That's Bechaz Kes Yoshe Ho'av. Okay, so as we mentioned before, that the machlokes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, like Rashi told us from the Gemara in Yevamos, that Beis Shammai's yachloiku is talking about Nechse Malug, right? And on that, Beis Hillel says that Nechosim HaNechrosim Yoitzim is Bechesis Yoshe Ha'av, right? So that's a clear machlokes as far as that's concerned. Now, let's see. Now, what's the halacha of the other nechosim? So, in Beis Hillel, that's clear that ksuba is becheses yoshe habal. That's what as far as that's concerned. That means the ksuba will stay by the baal, by the yohim, even though the ksuba won't be paid. And nechosim becheskosim. What's the din of nechosim? This refers to the Nechse Tzim Barzel. So let's see the Rashi. Rashi says as follows. Beis Hillel Oimim Nechosim. The Tzim Barzel. Right? That was the Nechosim Bechezkosim. That refers to the Tzim Barzel. Bechezkosim. So Rashi as follows. Uvebov Abbasrum Beperek Misha Meis Mefarish Bechezkas Miheim Muchzokin. And what Bechezkosim refers to is Rashi says that's totally in the Gemara in Bava Basra. Now, what Rashi is referring to over here is that there's a Mishnah in Bava Basra which really has a little different case. This is not the case. The Gemara is not really talking about us. The Mishnah talks about a case of Nafal Abayis or Lov Al Ishtoi. A person's married. And they are both nifter in the same accident. And it's a sophic who died first. And
if he died first, then what would the halacha be?
So he would yashin her.
If he died first,
I'm sorry. Right, if he died, then he would not yashin her, and on the one hand there would be a chiyuv ksuba if he dies first, and as far as her nechasim, you know, they would remain by her. He would not yashin, and therefore, you know, she dies with her nechasim and her.
So Barzal and Malud would go to her father or herself.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And she'd also get paid the ksuba.
Right.
So she basically gets everything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if she dies first?
So if she dies first, then her husband yashins her, and so he gets everything, and there's no ksuba. Right?
There's no ksuba, he gets nechsei malug and nechsei tzon barzo?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're talking obviously from the suva.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
No, he yorshins the nechsei tzon barzo, or he doesn't have to pay out. And by the ksuba, we're saying it's not that he yorshins her ksuba. He's not mechuyev in a ksuba, right? The nechsei tzon barzo. Do you say that's like ksuba that he's not mechuyev at all, or he yorshins it?
He yorshins it because it came in from her family.
Well, you have to know exactly what the status it was. When it came in, is it a chayiv? So that's, I guess, what you have to establish, right? If it's just a chayiv, then you know the chayiv is canceled, right? But if there was some kind of ownership that she still retained, so then he would yashin that.
I mean, it seems kind of, I'm just going to put another thing out there. Rashi says Shem Shalah, which I assume is what it's going to say here in Baba Basra, but Tosfos points out that Avde Nichtzei Son Barzel eat Truma, which seems to mean that they belong to him. It's a little bit of a steer. I don't understand how it could be both ways.
Don't eat Truma?
Correct. I mean, according to Tosfos, according to what it said in Yevamos.
Even when they're married, you're saying that?
Yeah, yeah, just a normal marriage. She brings in Avadim Nikse Malug and Avadim Nikse Tzon Barzel. The Nikse Tzon Barzel seems as though they eat Truma. I don't specifically remember. I remember we learned
the Gemara. The Tzon Barzel do eat Truma?
That's what seems to be. I didn't look up that Gemara. It's in Yevamos. It's
right,
the beginning of some parak.
Saying Tosfos who's quoting the Gemara that same Barzel.
Right.
Which way?
Where does he say here? Hatisha. Nixis and Barzel has his Yerusha Ishid. Nixis and Luke. Where is it? Oh, here. Hasam to avde tzon barzel yochlu betruma velo avde malug.
Okay, right.
Where is that?
It's maybe two thirds of the way down the long Tosfos, right after where it says dav samach vav.
What's the first word on the line?
Denichse. No, sorry. Tefei. I'm just saying I'm confused. I'm not trying to point anything out other than my confusion.
Okay. So that halacha, let's see what Tosfos is doing with that. But that halacha, I think we could understand what that means. Definitely the nechsei tzon barzel by a baal, right? He has full responsibility, kenzan even more. So they could be considered kinyan kasvei.
Meaning, even though it's not his, but the achrayas makes it kinyan kasvei. So it's really shalom, but the achrayas
could be,
is
yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I compound like this case. Let's hear what we're saying here. Yeah, okay, right. So we're saying like this. Right? Just to point out that there's machlokes rishonim on this topic. So we just want to point out that this is a Rashi. What's happening over here, right? I mean, this is Shitas Rashi. It's not necessarily the Gemara itself. And as follows, right? The Mishnah over here, like we're saying, is a different case. The case is Nafal Baras Ova Alishtoi, and obviously no one knows what happened over here, but each one is trying to make their claim, right? Yoshe Baal Oemim, Yisho Meisirishin, V'chakach Meisabal, and therefore, you know, if she died first, so the Baal Yashin, and therefore they have the Yashin, the Baal, Yoshi Yishayim, Baal Meisvish, Vachach Meisayisha, fine. So, the Gemara over there has a similar Machlekes, B'shamim Yachlekes, V'yisil Lo'imim, Nechosim B'chez Kosan, Ksuba B'chez Yishabal, Nechosim Anchos Meisnim B'chez Yashihav. That's the halacha in the Mishnah, which is very similar, same words as it says by us. Now, the Gemara over there discusses that, what does it mean, b'ches kosam? So, there are three shittas over here. All the possibilities that it could be. Is that what it means? Right, the Gemara says that there's a Rabbi Yochanan that says, b'ches kasyo shehabal. Rabbi Lezer says, b'ches kasyo shehoisho. And Reish Lakish says, Yachloiku.
How can it be Yachloiku? Because Kosov means in the Chazaka of somebody. I mean, I can understand there's a Machloka if it's Cheskas Baal or Cheskas Isha, but how can it be Yachloiku?
So Rashi over there says, V'hai da'ami beis hil and nechosim b'ches kosan, hainu b'ches kashneihem, v'yachloiku.
B'ches kashneihem?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now,
they both have a chazak on it?
Is that a partnership or a suffix?
Okay, so you have to see b'chla what's behind everything over here, okay. Right? Akoponim, so like this. So there's what we have over here is like this. That there's a different case, right? That's a real suffix over there in that Gemara. What's happening over there? And the psak in the Mishnah over there. Right, in Beis Hill, let's say, is exactly what it says over here. The Gemara discusses what does Beis Hill mean when they say Bechez Kosan, and there's a machlokes there what it means. Rashi says
he says the word Bechez Kosan about Nechzei Tzom Barzel, or he says it about everything.
No, the same thing. The three Nechosim over there. Beis Hill Nechos Bechez Kosan Ksu Bechez Tizer Shebal. Right, and Chazon Yisrael even says talk about the same barzel. Right, but the whole psak over there is the same thing as over here, right? Now akoponim, so the nechosim mecheskosim, which says in that Mishnah and this machlekes amaroyim over there, so Rashi says that also applies to here, right? Even though it's really a different case, right? And the basis. Is a whole different issue.
But it could be still be who has the chazak on it.
Akoponim, that's what Rashi explains. Over there, we're talking about an isha, and over here we're talking about a shemeres yovam, right? And however, Rashi says that it has the same thing. Right? Other mishnayim do not agree with that. Without making things too complicated, we're not going to go into that. Right? Taisvis, Ben Tam argues, you can see in the Ran.
Rashi brings down two opinions.
Right, Rashi brings only two opinions. Right.
He doesn't bring down the Yachlokum
thing. Uh-huh, right. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a good, you're on the ball. Okay. Let's see. Okay, so that's what we're pointing out, right? That this is a Shitas Rashi. It's not so clear in the Gemara that's necessarily, what it means over here. But that's what Rashi.
Later on, Pei Aleph, Rava Rashi says only fits in like the Mount Yamar Tzom Barzel belongs Tzom Barzel. camping street. So Barza goes to the Yoshi Av.
Okay. Let's see if we can get there. Right. But fine. But Rashi's saying that it's totally Natsugi over there, and that's one of the options over there, and that's fine. Right. Let's see.
So just under you understand that both Beis Shammah and Beis Hillel hold that there is some sort of a suffix here. In Bava Basra, we understand what the suffix is.
Yes, so you have to look at the. You have to look at the.
In
the
Gemara. Why
do
you have to say there's a suffix here?
Well, when you talk about Chazaka and Yachloku for sure sounds like a suffix.
No, Reish Lakish is saying they're both Muxik.
That's you're talking already about Nichsei Son Barzal. He says Yachloku by the Nichsei Maluk.
So maybe they're both
mukhsig in
the
similar according
to
Beis Shammai. Okay, all right, fine. Okay,
yeah,
you don't understand this.
Okay, but you'll look in the word Yivamas and you'll see what the basis of the suffix is.
Doing Yachloko or giving it one over the other is because of a suffix. In other words, one is what you do, but the suffix is why you do it. Okay.
Right, I hear you don't want to discuss this.
Right,
okay.
Right,
okay. Okay.
Right. You look at the one you promised, right? It was a difficult sugya at the time. Definitely now, a while later, right, it's hard to revive it. However, we should all have made proper chazor, and it should be on our fingertips. Right. But right now, we have to deal with where we're standing. Right. So I think it will be a little confusing if we bring that. So, so after we had the sugi here a few times, then we could, incorporate sugi. But if you look in the Ran, right? They saw the Ran over here. There's a long Ran over here, right? The Ran sort of navigates us in the sugi over here, in the, as far as Machlok Shoyin is concerned. Let's see the Mishnah. Zok Mishnah weiter. Actually, we want to see, the Rashi. You see, so far we discussed the first Rashi that Nechos Meches Kosen, right? That refers to the dinner of Nechsi Toim Barasel. What does Meches Kosen mean? Zok Rashi Ayin Bava Basra Kufru Meches. Right? That's what Rashi says. Now the Mishnah goes on to say Uksuba. Uksuba becheskes Yoshe Habal. There's a hochinga sinon over here in the Rashi. Now the way we have printed in the Gemara, the hochinga sinon suboso becheskes Yoshe Habal.
What?
You see the Rashi hochinga sinon suboso becheskes Yoshe Habal, and it's mevuyer over here, right? If you So Sashas actually, right, tells us that if you see when the Ran explains the Machlek Svishen over here, there's really a mistake over here, right? It's a little confusing. It's the Hochi Garcinan.
Subasa is the Maramasai.
Well, I can't understand. So that's what the issue over here, what the Girsa is that are we saying three specific things that Nechosim Meches Kosen, right? That's how Rashi is explaining. Nechosim Meches Kosen, that's one thing. Then we go on to item number two. So if that's so that's when the Girsa really should be with a Vov, right? Therefore, it's referring to the second category. According to the other Rishonim who learn that Nechosim Meches Kosen is not a final halacha. It's just setting us up. Nechosim Meches Kosen as follows. Ksuba azoi and nichsei mulug azoi. Right. So according to that, then ksuba would include both.
Ksuba would include some barzel also.
Yeah.
And then it's saying it goes to the ches Yoshe Habal.
I believe so.
Wow.
Well, the Gemara seems to be mashma that way, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's just try to keep focus. That's what the point is out.
Gemara's mashma. The Gemara says that who buries her is it Yerushei Av or Yerushei Abal? It says it's Yerushei Abal because he gets the ksuba.
Well, that's the Marmasayim.
So what's that have to do with anything? I mean, that's maybe the way Rashi reads it, and you have to explain why. What does Mana Masayim have to do with Kavura?
Okay.
Well, let's. Gemara Masayim says Nadunya.
Rashi.
Okay. We're getting there.
Yeah,
okay.
Good.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, come on. So that's what we're pointing out here. This Rashi, right, is it's a little confusing because Rashi's telling us Hochi Garsinon. And the way it's printed in our Gemara, really, it's really the wrong gear. So
the missing is the vav in front of the word tsubasa?
Yeah.
That's the whole difference in the two
right,
verses?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, look, and is that the Maseres Shas over here tells us Ayin Ran. The Ran speaks out, and just in general, that's what we're saying over here. The partial question is how you read this. Right? Are there three categories being mentioned in this Mishnah, or just two categories?
But Rashi
according to Rashi,
three.
It's three. Rashi is three. If it's three, so therefore, Nechasim and Chaskos, that was category number one.
That's so
Category, bad. Right. Category number two is Uksuba. Right.
Side.
And then Nechasim and Yaitzim is the third. According to the other Mishnah, that they're not Gurus, the Vav, because the first mention was not a halacha, it was just a general psak, shechosim mecheskosim, and then now the Mishnah is mefarish, what does that mean? And therefore the Mishnah only has two categories, ksuba azoi and that azoi.
And those other Mishnah hold that arson is not connected to the sukkah of Basra?
Right.
It's a different thing?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Or yeah. They're passing like the mandium over there that says that by Bava Basra that goes Cheskes Abal.
Right. That's what Ben Atam says.
Okay. let's see. Yeah, I don't want to get involved over there. Fine. So Rashi, so this second category of ksuba, which is becheskes Yerushei Abal, so over here, if we already discussed Nuchnas Marzal, so this ksuba over here will refer to the Mana Masayim. So Rashi, Mana Masayim, Teisefer Shu'in Lovoi Lo Mishel Baal becheskes Yerushei Abal. Now let's just hear what that means over here. That the Mana Masayim stays at Cheskes Yerushei Abal, by the Yovam, let's say. Now, in this case, over there, what happened over here was that the husband died. He hasn't died first. So, Be'etzem, there should have been a chiv ksuba.
But she was a Shemaras Yavam.
So, we'll see about this. What this is. Right, it's only because she was a Shemeres Yavam, that's why the halacha is that the Becheskes Yerushei Abal.
A regular Isha whose husband died, Almana, in this matzav, and then she dies, then the ksuba will go to her family.
Right.
Because the ksuba was ready to chuya by the time her husband died.
Right. Over here, okay, maybe we'll find a little bit more about that. Maybe he's talking to the Gemara a little bit later. Right? Was the ksuba mechuyev, not mechuyev? We'll hear a little bit more about this when we see this. The Gemara, right? Okay, I think let's go right now into the Gemara, okay? Into the boiler.
Does the Ran argue with Rashi?
Does the Ran argue? I don't remember right now if he takes sides. He brings other Rishonim.
Yeah.
Right? I don't remember right now what the, you know, in
Rambam,
the Psak.
Rambam maybe a little bit different.
And the other Rishonim hold that it's only two categories.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay? So let's see the Gemara. Zot the Gemara is Iboilu Shemer Silvan Shemesa Mikoivro. This kind of case that the Mishnah is talking about, she's a Shemeres Yovam, and before Yibam is done, she dies. Mikoivro, right? Whose responsibility, who has to pay for the expenses of the Kfurim? Now, we know that's part of the chayis of the husband akoponim. So if someone's wife is mace,
only a wife
mina nisuin, right? Very good, right? Wife from nisuin, right? The husband is mechuyev to pay. And now she brings quotes to Gemara, kfurosa is tachas ksubasa. Now, this ksuba over here refers to the Tzoyim Barazel. This refers to the Yerusha that the Baal has. Now, we'll see a little bit more about this when we discuss Tosis's. But the Gemara, then, In what more over there when Mar talks about what it means that krostak subasa over there, the issue is what is that referring to? Is that referring to the Mar Masayim, or that is referring to the Yerusha of Nechad Tzayim Barzel? The Nafkamina would have been Arusa, right? Because an Arusa betzim gets a ksuba. So
most Arusas don't get a ksuba.
Most Arusas don't get a ksuba.
Ksuba was a chiyuv that really was instituted at the start of the time of Nisuin. Some places, Makom Shakosin Ksuba Laruso, or we have sometimes, once in a while, Arusa gets a ksuba, but that's the exception, that's not the rule.
Mm-hmm. But in such a case, that is there, is he mechuyev in kfura? Right, so I think that's what we're warning more over there, not, and that's that, and that is the hachra, that therefore the ksuba that we're talking about refers to the nechtei tzayim barzel, which is something that definitely the baal is not yerush ishtay arusa. So that's why the mechayiv to kfura doesn't exist by an arusa, and that's why the halacha is that he's not mechayiv an arusa, he's not mechayiv bikfurasa.
The Tosfos over there use the lashon kvarasa tachas nidu naisa or something.
Okay,
but that's not the gerus of the brisa. The brisa over there says beferish kvarasa tachas kisubas.
Mm-hmm. But okay, fine. But whether that's the gerus or not, but that's what it means.
According to Tosfos.
We'll see. Right. We'll see a little bit more about that. But that's definitely what it means as opposed to, like we're saying, the word ksuba really could refer to one of the two. So if you want to know of the two options what ksuba refers to, right, it's nidunya, right, which is another way of describing nechsei tzayim barzel.
Would that include a case where there is no tzayim barzel?
Yeah, right. So right. That's mefurush. That even if there isn't, right, this is the original takana. Because of that, it's non-dependent on whether there actually is or not. Yeah. Okay. So that's the ikar takana. Now oy bazoi. Now let's take a see the Gemara. The Gemara is clearing a shaila over here. The shemeres yovam shemesa mi koivro. So the Gemara yorshe habal kavrila. Do we say that the Yorshe Habal, which is from the side of the Yovam, lemuchuyev in the Kfura, the Koyarsi Ksuba, because they get the Ksuba, and which refers to Akoponim, we saw in Beis Hill, right? According to where we explained the Mishnah, in Beis Hill, Ksuba is Bechezkes, right? That's the Girsa over here. Ksuba, Bechezkes, Yorshe Habal. So the Gemara is referring to the...
You're talking about the Mar Masayim?
Yeah, right. Talking about the Mar Masayim, is the Koyasik Suba. By Dilma Yoshe Av Kavilo the Koyasin the Chosim Hanechnosim Bahayet in Ima. Or else that they should be Mechuyev because of their getting the Nechsim Beluv. Nechsim Beluv goes back to the Yoshe Ha'av. Now,
Rabbi Yitzchak Davis told me that the second side, according to the Ran, is that the Yoshe'ab should also share in the Kfura, and they should both have to pay for the Kfura.
Okay.
So the first side is the Yoshe'ab, only the second side is they both should pay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, but we'll. You know, we'll put that in brackets because right now we're going to go with what it says in Rashi. Okay, so just to make things less confusing, right? For those who you know don't have this all worked out as well as you do. Okay. Okay. So now like this. Now we have to ask ourselves a question over here, right? That. I mean, the source of this halacha, like we said, Rashi brings that din is kurosa tachas ksubasa. Ksubasa means nechzei tzayim barzel, right? So the Gemara over here is clearing a shaila that who has the kfura, and both of the tzadim that the Gemara talks about is not discussing nechzei tzayim barzel over here. Right? Well, I said, well, what's going on over here? Let's find out who gets the tzayim barzel, and they should be mechuyev. Right? What's something's missing here?
According to Rashi, it's even more confusing because he connects it to the Gemara and Baba Basa, which is not clear who gets the Tzav Basa.
Mm-hmm. Back upon him, but it should be dependent on that.
I mean, all of us we're talking in Shitas Rashi right now, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So let's see. So there's basically two tosis in that the both tosis in we need to see over here, right? Let's see the first tosis. Yosha bal kavilo de koyasik subasa the imtoima the pirush hakontris the aim the yosha habal elamono masayim v'loin the dunya. Right, this is based on Shitas Rashi. You chesbenois, right? Like we just said before, right? Why this is Shitas Rashi that he makes it three categories. So ksubo it only refers to mono masayim. According to Rashi, that Yosha Baal only get Mona Masayim. So when the Gemara says Yosha Baal covered the Kuyasik Subasa, their first Mona Masayim. So Mona Masayim is the reason why they should be Mechuyiv in Ksuba. That the Gemara over there tells us that it's the Nechzei Tzayim Barzel. That's what Ksuba refers to, that Kuros Tachas Ksuba also is, since an Arusa he's not Mechuyiv in Kfura, so even though Arusa Betzim could be Shaykh Amon Masayim, nevertheless he's not Mechuyiv because Amon Masayim is not what is Mechayiv, the Baal, the Kfura. It's the Yarshening, the Nechosim, of Tzayim Barzel, which is only happens by Nesua. So Frek Taisu is that. So what's the Gemara saying over here? That because you get the Mono Masayim, that's a reason. It's Mivun Gemara not like that. That Mono Masayim is not a Mechayiv.
Why does Tosis say Belona Dunya if that's Tali and the Machoz and Baba Basra? Perish your kundras to Ein Liyorsha Baal Ela Mono Masayim Belona Dunya.
Because Rashi's saying it's a suffix whether it's shel abal or shel bais shel av the nedunya. That's how Rashi learns, right?
Right.
It's fine. The Gemara here is saying that the ksuba goes to the Yorshe Abal. What's Rashi learning? Rashi learns that's the Mana Masayim, and not the nedunya.
Or it could be like the
Mandiyama. No, but Rashi's learning that that it's going to be split because we don't know because it's a machlokas.
It might end up being the same thing, but the Gemara, the Mishnah has two different categories, and the Gemara is referring to the Ksuba category, which right. So the Gemara is referring to the Mono Masayim. Right, it's hard to say that the Gemara when the Gemara says ksuba, it really means Tzayim Barzel. Right? So even though in Cheshbon, maybe you're right, that this group of people also get it, but that's not what the Gemara is saying. Gemara definitely seems to be saying it's the Mona Masayim. Right? Even if you hold that they also get the Nedunya. And that's what Tosis' question is, that's Mevui, that Mona Masayim is not a reason to be Mechoyiv in Kfura, and over here, right, we seem to be saying that it is a reason why they'll be Mechoyiv in Kfura. That's Tosis' question.
Are you saying that it's clear it's the Mana Masayim for a different reason than I'm saying, or are you saying the same thing as me? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I mean, Tosfos could read this Ksuba down here as saying that it's talking about Nitzes and Barzo, right? It's only Rashi that has to read it Mana Masayim? Or no? Am I learning that right?
Yeah, I mean, according to Tosfos, Ksuba will refer to, in the Gemara itself, in the Mishnah itself, refers to Tzayim Barzel. According to Rashi, Ksuba means Man Mazayim, so that's what it means here.
Okay.
Right?
Okay,
that's what you're saying? Okay, very good. Okay? So Tosfos' question is that it's clear in the Gemara over there, when we're talking about every regular Isha, right, that the Chiv Kfura is Tachas Ksuba also, Ksuba over there means that Nechsei Tzayim Barzel, and it does not mean Mona Mosayim. So how come over here Mona Mosayim is a reason for Kfura? So what Tosfos is going to tell us is that our scenario over here of a Shemeres Yavam that makes the Mona Mosayim is looked at differently than it is by every husband whose wife dies before him. V'yesh leimer, the shemeres yavam hoyse ru'uya litol tzas mona umasayim kidemaskinon, the yavam ka'acher domin. Tosis is saying as follows, that there's a fundamental difference. A regular case, when someone's wife is mace, so the chiv ksuba is only if the husband dies first or if he's megarisher. In this situation, didn't happen. So really, he was never mechuyev in ksuba. So the fact that he hangs on to the mana masayim, he's not getting anything from her to say that because of that, or you know, you have her money and therefore you know use it for kfura. Masha Enkin over here, in our situation, what happened was that really the husband died first, in our case. Navos, there's a Yavam over here, and now she dies, right, before the Yavam is Miyavim her, let's say, right? So that's what Tosis is going to say, that the way we view over here, right, Tosis has to work it out a little bit, but the Yisraelat one that Tosis is saying, that in this case, the Mona Masayim, we can take a view that when the Yoshe Habal are getting the money of Asayim, they're really getting it from her, right? Something that really she should have had, and they're getting it from her, and therefore over here, in this specific case, that could act as a Machayev in return for Kfura.
You're saying that a regular husband whose wife dies before him, he's not getting the money of Asayim from her, he's just keeping the money in his pocket, he never was Machayev to pay it, but he is getting the Tzom Barzel from her.
Right.
And
right.
He's saying that by Shomeres Yavam, the Yavam's getting even the Mana Masayim from her because he
because
really
the original
have to pay them because her first husband died and the Chiyuv Ksuba already came into effect just because it's a Yavam situation.
Right, that's the background over here. Right, that's the idea. Now let's just see how Tosfos says it. But that's the Yisod HaChiluk, right? In case that's very important, very, very important factor that Tosfos is saying, that in our sugya over here, even the modern Masayim could act as a reason why one would be mechuyev, the Yoshe Habal should be mechuyev in Kfura. Yeshlem, the Shemeres Yavam Hoysa Ru'uya Lito Ktsas, right? Hard shyness over here, Roy Lito Ktsas.
Why does he say that?
What does it mean, katsas? Katsas right. Of the Mana Masayim, or katsas, she gets the Mana Masayim?
Roy Katsas. Roy Katsas. That's what it is.
Oh, that's how you read it?
Yeah.
Not katsas of the Mana Masayim?
Right. I don't know if the money is divisible. he's deserved part of the money. Kama.
She's partially
right. That's what I thought. Now Taisus says, that we know from the Gemara later on, because the in the Ksuba. Ksubit says is that lechshetinesoy laacher titli that very good, right? So the chiyuv ksuba is and then the Gemara explains that even though it says kishtinesoy, it doesn't actually mean when she actually marries someone else, but when she's roy to marry someone else,
mother,
right? Now by a yavama beetsim she's takanat mother to marry someone else, right? You know, akapon she's also the shuk. And therefore, Yavamo, we could have thought, and that's really what the Shaktar of the Gemara over there is that therefore, the Chiv Ksuba, you don't even have a Chiv Ksuba, because you're missing the conditions for the Chiv Ksuba, even after her husband dies. And
even though Kiddushin is typhus to the ship?
Whether it is or not, might be a question, but yeah, I believe so. Right, I don't think it should have. It should be told in that. I don't remember. So that it should be told in Tzvi's Kedushin. Right? Right? Kishin right? Sorry, right? That if it's mutter, right?
She still would be mutter.
Yeah. So that's what the Gemara says, that Yovam is ka'acher domi, and even though she's not mutter to the whole world. But the fact that she's mutter to someone that she was also to while she was married to her husband, that's a kiyum that fulfills the kishin esoy la'acher, and therefore there's a basis. Not exactly what, how much full chiyuv, not a full chiyuv, is question how you learn that Gemara there.
And a side question on how you learn Gemara is
which Gemara?
You see him in this. So, this is a teretz that Ravashi gives.
Okay.
Ravashi was much later than Abaye and Rava. Would you understand that then the whole discussion of Abaye and Rava is that they didn't have this understanding of Ravashi? And you have to understand their whole discussion without Ravashi? Or you wouldn't learn like that?
Ravashi is giving the reason how Abaye would learn.
So you want to say that really Abaye did learn that way, and he didn't. And Ravashi is just explaining Abaye. Okay, so that's a different way. That's what I'm asking. How do you understand the whole discussion?
It sounds like from Taisus that's an accepted thing.
Okay.
Mad when the shock of time the Gemara. And maybe you could ask a question that before the Gemara knew that answer, had the Gemara learned this, okay, basically, right? That work out the cheshbonis.
Even though the Yibam would make a hemshich of the kedusha rishon, it would be like some type of continuation of the marriage of the dead brother, but still, it's considered acher for this purpose.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I think there's a shiloh in the Gemara itself over there. Exactly what the effect of ka'acher domi is, but akoponim, that's what Taisus is saying over here, that there is definitely somewhat of a chiyuv ksuba because the fact that she's akoponim hutter with his misa to the yavam. So this is what Taisus is saying, right? This is the fine points over here is you're asking good questions to iron out exactly how it works. But akoponim, what Tosis is saying over here is that in this situation, since Betzim, she's really roy to get to get the ksuba. So this, that, the Yoshe Habal keep the Mana Masayim is different than every husband that whose wife's dog keeps the Mana Masayim. This already we see that the Taka getting it from her. That's what Taisis is, that's the point that Taisis has over here, right? The fine points over here is that you have to speak to the Lamdonim. To explain exactly how it is.
Even if everything is like Tosfos says,
right?
But still, if the Takanas Chachamim was a Takanas Chachamim, Kibrasa Takas Kisubasa, and the word Kisubasa means Nadunya, means so Barzel. So even if it's true that she really gets the Manam Asayim and she gives it to the Yavam somehow, I don't know where, I don't know when, but somehow she gives it to the Yavam, and now the Yavam got it from her, and therefore, he's getting the Manam Asayim, and it's strange he has to pay for the Kfura, but that's not what Kivuasa Takas Kisubasa means.
Very good, very good. So what I would think Taisus is saying is as follows, that definitely in a normal situation, the only Mechayev is the Yerush. We'll see in a minute whether it's limited to Nuchsi Tzim Barzel. But upon him, a normal situation, that Taka is the only Mechayev. So that's why, but that doesn't mean that Chazal, you know, there couldn't be another Mechayev. That's why the Mor is clearing over here, that in this situation, there could be a Mokum, that things should be different. Because the Yisrael Advarim is that because the Baal is receiving something, that's what's Mechayev him, the Kfura. Normally...
According to what we said before, that by the Tzom Barzel, she doesn't have to actually have Tzom Barzel, it's just the theory that it exists in the situation,
right,
gives the chiyuv of the kfura. So then, even in a normal case of a wife dying, so even though there's no 100, 200, right? But since the theory exists, so even in the regular,
but what do you mean? This theory exists by every isha that dies. What theory exists?
In other words, if an Isha dies, so there's no ksuva going to her, right?
Right.
That eventually he's going to be Yerush.
Right.
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 Right. But we say that just because the institution of that exists, then in every situation, right? By Tzom Barzel, we said that even though there's no physical money going over to the Baal, but because it exists in theory, so therefore he's always chayiv in kfura.
Mm-hmm.
So wouldn't you say that in a normal case where the wife dies first, and so therefore he's not being yarish, but since the institution of him
So I think you're asking the following. You're saying that even if she doesn't bring it to Dunya, the Baal is mechuyev in kavura.
Right.
So here, even if the Yavam doesn't get anything, maybe he should be mechuyev in kavura. Is that
right.
What you're asking?
That's what I'm asking. But I don't know if it works.
I'll suggest a difference. The Yavam didn't do anything.
I don't hear the question so well.
Tosfos is going out of their way to say that explaining Rashi, that the reason the Yavam is going to be mechuyev in Nedunya is he's getting something because she was already Zocha in the Ksuba.
Right.
And so the Yavam is really getting the Ksuba from her, and that's what's mechayev him to do the Kavura, that he's getting something.
Right.
But if he wouldn't get anything, then he wouldn't be mechuyev in a Kavura. So he's asking, you see, even when there's no Nedunya and the Baal doesn't get anything, he's still mechuyev in Kavura. So why should you need that the Yavam is getting something in order to say he's mechuyev in kavura? If by the Baal, even when the Baal gets nothing, he's mechuyev in kavura. That's his question.
Trying to ask, but now I'm hearing it. I don't know if that works.
I would suggest a slight difference is that the Baal is marrying her anyway. He's doing. He knows he's not getting an adunya, and he did an nesuin. He did an action to bring her into his house, and he's makabel. So by doing that action, he's makabel the kavur, even though he's not getting an adunya. The yavam didn't do anything. He's like,
Rabbi Weinstein, at what point does the, according to Tosfos, at what point does the Yavam kona the Manam Asayim from the Yavam? How does he kona it? How does he get it from her?
How or when or both?
When? What is he saying that when her husband died, it's as if she was Kona the Manam Asayim or whatever somehow, and then when she died, the Yavam is Kona from her? Is that at the point of her death? Is that what he's saying?
You have to say two things. One, he's Mechuyev in the Ksuba when the husband dies. And two, Omed Ligvus is Kagavu Dami. So she is now Muchsuk in those Nechasim.
No, you can't say that. Don't go.
Isn't that what the Gemara
says? You have to say it. Gemara says it.
No, the Gemara says that only in Beis Shammai. Only Beis Shammai holds Omed Ligvus Kagavu Dami. And this is going in Beis Hillel. You can't do that.
Okay.
That whole thing only works like Beis Shammai.
Mm-hmm.
He still doesn't agree with that.
Okay. Let's hold that issue. Right? Inshallah, have learned the Gemara over here. Okay. Back upon him. You want to know at what point does the Yavam take over? At the time of. I don't know what the answer to that is. Right? Is it first happening at the time of the Misa, or even before that?
If he did Yibum, so then when he does Yibum, you can say he's Kona, the Manam Asayim from her, when she was supposed to get the Manam Asayim, and he gets it back as it's his until he dies or divorces her. If he did Yibum. But if he never did Yibum, then nothing really changed from the point that the first husband died until she died.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah. Okay. I hear your question. What you want to know?
I'm just saying. Why don't we just say, even without saying gavui, why don't we just say that he's mechuyev to pay her ksuba? She has a chov on him, and when she dies, he yarshins that chov. He's meaning he's, and he's not really zo. He really shouldn't yarshin it. I mean, normal it should be her yarshim that yarshin that chov, but because he's getting it because he's muhsuk in the nechasim that would pay the chov, so now he's receiving that when she dies. Am I, no? Is that right? Is that wrong?
Why taka is it that he gets it? What's his tzad to get it?
Meaning, why shouldn't he have to pay the ksuba to her yorshim?
Yeah.
Well, because there's a suffix here. That's the issue. We come back to. Is it
probably the machlokes of the ksuba the gavis mechayim or not?
Okay. So that's. Have to work out
that whole thing between Abai and Rava.
No. There's another issue. There's another issue. It's suffix whether he's considered, like, it's whether kanusa dummy, whether Azika is kanusa dummy, right? If it's like kanusa dummy, so then the Baal is really Yorish the Isha, and he's Yorish this ksuba from her. He's her Yorish. If you hold not kanusa dummy.
Opinion that says Zika is like kanusa?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now the question is that only in Beis Shammai, or is it also in Beis Hillel? That's a question. That's what I mean. I was asking that earlier.
Would you see that
Zika
is Kikinusa
according
to anybody?
Yevamos.
Yeah, you have to see that Sugya. That Sugya over there, what it's based on. Mm.
What would be the other? I mean, if you're not saying that, what would be any other reason that the Baal should be Yorish her? If he's mechuyev in her ksuba and she has yorshim, the Baal shouldn't get it. It should go
the yavam
shouldn't get it. It should go to her yorshim if there's no suffix, right?
If you say zika is kikinusa, if she's shamar seven, she does zlos, she should be considered like Ish Asish. And nobody says that.
That might be a machlokus. I don't remember where it is. I can't remember now. I feel like there's...
She might be considered like an Ish Asish. I don't think so. There's a
there was a machlokus between, I think, Abai and Rava or Rav and Shmuel.
It could be limited in which aspects it's kedusa. In other words, you know,
I'll try to find that machlokus for you, because I don't remember. There was a machlokus. What happens if she has a baby? She has a dozes nus and she has a baby. What's the status of that baby? I think that might be a machlokus there. I'm not sure. I can't remember.
I like Shlomo's thing. It's limited.
Sorry.
It's limited.
Kikinusin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. See, awesome. See, that's see the
suya
over there. I mean, do you have another explanation why the Baal should be Yorish for Ksuba?
It's yeah. I mean, that's what's happening in the suya over there. Let's see exactly what that din is. Yeah. Fine. Then now let's see. So what we just accomplished over here was the first issue, that why is it that the Gemara has it said that the Mona Masayim should be a reason why the Yorsha Baal should be Mechuyev in Ksuba, and that's never a Mechayev for a Baal Bikfuras Ishtay, and that's Taisis. I'm just curious the Taisis. Taisis, V'leidami L'shara Rusa Deloy Michnesole Midi. But Stamina and Arusa, that he's not getting anything from her.
Because he doesn't get the Tzom Barzel, and the Mar Masayim, it's not considered that he was yours from her.
Right.
It never became. Why not? Because that's not. Why is that?
Because there was no Chiv at all. A regular Isha, that the husband, that she died first. She died first.
Right.
Now, Taisus, at the end of Taisus says that according to this tzad, it'll come out that the Morish Shaila over here will be relevant even to an Arusa. She was only in this Arsa to her original husband. Now, usually, Arusa is not mechuyev in kfura, because it's the Yerusha, right, which is mechayev, not the Mono Masayim. But according to what we're explaining right now, that over here that you get in Mono Masayim, so this Shiloh, this side could be even by an Amonim and Erisin. That's the last lines words in Taisus. Ulefize, you see. That's what Taisus means. Right? That's what comes out according to this.
But there's no chiyuv to the first husband to give ksuba to an arusa.
Right, so the yavam was more mechuyev, right? According to that.
What do you mean?
Ksuba was really only supposed to go into effect at the time of the nisuin.
Did we say that it was only written at the time of the Suin?
No,
it was only written at the time of the Suin.
But the actual Chiyuv, wasn't that from Arusa?
It might take effect based on the time of Arusa. Most people did not write Suba for Arusa.
They didn't write but
if there is, what does it mean that Arusa Yesh Laksuba? Isn't that what it means?
He wrote a ksuba for her.
Okay, and what happened now? How does she collect? What are the conditions of the collection?
If he dies and divorces.
We didn't have earlier that the Tosefis ksuba doesn't apply by Arusin.
This is a machlokas between machlokas Rishonim. So there are people who say that it is only that. Rashi says there's kasuba by Arusa even if you don't write it, and the Rif and some others learn only if you write it. It's a machlokas. So if there's confusion, that's why.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but that's what Taisus means over here, that in our case specifically, the Mono Masayim could be a machayev to ksuba, to tekfura, And being that that's so, so then even though it was poshut to the Gemara that by a regular wife, that the husband is not mechuyev in the kfura of Ishtei Arusa, so that's only because over there it's dependent on Yerusha, which Yerusha is only by Nesua. But over here the Gemara has another tzad, that the Gemara is saying could be mechayev. Okay, so then I bezayin, and shayach by Arusa also. That's what Tosfos means over here. Now let's talk about, right, the second side of the Gemara. Right? By Dilma Yoshe, I'm going to the next Tosfos. By Dilma Yoshe have kavilo, the koyarsi in the chosim,
now, the Chorah, that shouldn't be the conversation, because this simulug is not the mechayev for who has the barrier. Who has the barrier is tali on nixei tzom barzel or nixei tzom barzel, or maybe according to Tosis it's cheshbon that we just had, maybe one of Messiah.
Okay. But, so let's see this Taisa. Let's see how Taisa asked the question. But you're touching on this is the next question which has to be discussed. So Taisa, you see Taisa, lepirish hakontris leman do omar becheskas yoshe ha'isha, that this is referring when the Mishnah says that first thing, right? Basil says anachosim becheskosim, anachosim becheskosim. Now that those nechos are the term barzel. So Tosis is asking, according to Rashi, Rashi equates that the sugi over here is totally in the sugi of a basra. And therefore, there is one man to Omar, right, which nechos mechas kosim means becheskas yorshe ha'isha. Right. Oy bazoi, for Tosis, So Taisa asked the question in that way, right? There could be maybe a few ways how to ask the question, but Taisa is asking the question like that. That being that it's the Tzoyim Barzel, which that's what it meant over there, so Akapon, according to the Manda Omar, that Yoshe Ha'av, they get the Tzoyim Barzel, so the Gemara should have said that the regular mechayev that you have, which is the same barzel, that's the second side of the Gemara, that's the reason why the Yerushav should be mechuyev in ksubu. Because the regular mechayev of the Yerusha on the same barzel, the fact that the husband, right, is Yerusha the same barzel, in this case, the father gets the same barzel, and that's why he should be mechuyev. Right, so why is the Gemara like talking nechsei malug? You have the ikur mechayev that the Gemara talks about. Now, Tosis is only asking this according to that man d'omar. Maybe you're asking it, right? Let's say the other way, right? That according to the man d'omar, that the tzoyim barzel taka does not go to the yav, it goes to the baal, so it should be dependent on tzoyim barzel. Right? Since when is it totally in the Nechsei Malug? Okay, we'll see. Let's see how Tosfos speaks at these questions. So at this point, Tosfos is asking the question as follows. That according to the Manda Omar, that the Nechsei Sembarazel Taka go to the Yorshe Ha'av, so the Gemara should have spoken out. This second tzad. That the Yerusha of our Mechuyev, Moshe should have said, because the regular Mechayev of Nechsei Tzom Barzel he has. On that, Tosfos answers by saying, in the Chanami, Ela Nichale Lasuki Afilu Leman Domar Becheskes Ksi Yerusha Habal. So Zog Tosfos in the Chanami, right? And it's worthy more to work at each man to Omar, and definitely that's what the Mor would have said. The reason why the Mor doesn't stress the Nechsei Tzom Barzel, and we're talking about Nechsei Malug, is according to the Manda Omar that the Nechsei Tzom Barzel taka don't go to the Yav. He only gets the Nechsei Malug. That's why the Gemara doesn't talk about the Nechsei Tzom Barzel.
But according to the one that says that the Av gets the Nechsei Tzom Barzel,
so then
that means the Av gets Tzom Barzel and Nechsei Malug. And still the Gemara concludes with a brisa that says that Yoshe Ksubasa Chai Bikurasa, that the Baal, the Yavam, has to pay for the Kura.
Yeah, I mean that's the, we could already talk about that in the Gemara, in the Tzadi HaGemara, right? The Gemara is still Mesopic, and okay, you're saying Gemara even comes out the other way, fine, right? But the Gemara knows all that, right?
But if the Takana was whoever gets the Tzom Barzel has to pay with the Kfura, the father gets the Tzom Barzel because of Mandema.
Okay, so this really has to do with the question that you asked before, right? That the Ikar Takhana was in a scenario of a Baal Ishtoi, that the Mono Masayim doesn't do anything. So that's why that was the Takhana.
So if the Mono Masayim does...
So that, right, that's the basic Mono Shaila. That the Mokam at the Mono Masayim does collect it back. Right. Now the Gemara had taka, like you pointed out, you know, even apps, you know, maskona that this is taka, the real mechayev really lies in this case in the one of Messiah differently than the other one. Okay, fine, but it's not a stira to the ikar takana, because ikar takana, like Taisa said before, well, one Messiah is not right, doesn't mean anything, right? It's nothing to work with. Now let's see over here. Now, Taisis he's being mamshuch what he just said. That the reason why the Gemara is talking Nechse Melug, that's the second side, and not Nechse Barzel, is according to the Manda Omar, that Hitaka does not get the Nechse Barzel. Frek Taisis, your question, but doesn't the Braise say that it's dependent on the Nechse Barzel? So if you're not getting nechse tzim barzel, only the nechse melug, so that's not a reason to get it.
Two out of three, the husband, the Yorsha Baal gets Marim Asayim and also gets nechse tzim barzel, for sure he should have to pay the Kura.
Okay. We'll have to see if that was the question. I'll see if the answer answers that question. But Akoponim, Tosfos is assuming right now that that nechse melug is not a mechayev
at all,
right?
It's not in the discussion.
So then
normally the dunya was just some barzel. Maybe by Shemar Sevi you say it's also a mechayev, but nechse melug shouldn't be in the
You always have nechse melug, but every husband and the bride is saying seems like suva. So for whatever reason, nechse melug is not a mechayev. So how did it become mechayev over here? Right? That's your question. Very good. Right? Zoktayis is. So Tosfos over here tells us. I tell you, I don't remember so well whether we knew this piece then. We might just be finding out a piece of information now, while later that we have to incorporate it back into that sugya. But Tosfos that the Gemara over there says that the Kfura is Taches Ksuboso, which means that Tzayim Barzel is Taka Lav Dafka Inochanami. The point is that Taches Yerushoso. Yerusha is either one of these. He Yarshan Sai like the Nechsem Barzel and Sai Nechsem Melug. This that the word Ksuba was mentioned and it was stressing the Nechsem Tzayim Barzel of Taisvis El de Regilus Utfesh Machnes Zishin Labailo. So Tosfos, that's only because the regilus is such that most of the time the nechosim are brought in such a way that they're better protected. So they're set up as a nechsei tzayin barzel. But in Rami, it's lav dafka. When the bride,
the regular husband gets the nechsei melug for his isha, everything, nothing goes back to the father's family.
Yeah. That's the Yerusha Sabal, right?
Right, so it sounds like it's like two different things. He gets the Peirus Tachas Porkana, but that he gets the Yerusha on the Nichsen Balu.
One's
Lachem
Maisi, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
right.
Very good.
The Baal gets the Peirus on Nichsen Balu. That's for Porkana.
Right.
He also, if the wife dies first, he's Yorish the Nichsen Balu. That's for Kavura.
Mm-hmm.
Along with the Nichsen and Barzal.
Mm-hmm.
It's like two different issues.
Right, so the Yerusha, this that Lachem Misosa, he takes over, and that Be'etzem is...
Do you understand that goes both ways when we say Kfurasa Tachas Ksubasa, it's also Ksubasa Tachas Kfurasa? It goes both ways?
Well, I didn't... Where did that come from, or both ways?
Both ways means that he has to pay for a kufur because he gets a ksuba, because he's going to pay for a kufur, he's going to get the ksuba?
No, I didn't mean to say that. Did I give up that mashmoyis?
What Michael just said, it came out that way. Because he's saying that because he's going to bury her, he's going to be Yerusha. That's what Michael just said.
Was that the intention? I wasn't.
He's going to Yerusha the symbol because he's going to bury her. That's what Michael just said. Does it go both ways?
Was that what you coming to say? Or both ways?
I wasn't specifically coming to say that, but now I'm thinking about it.
That wasn't so much the point of it. He was just pointing out that there are really two takonas because of the Nechse Melug, right? Perkuna and Kfurosa. And he was just pointing out that it's not a contradiction because it's really two different aspects. One's Achilles Peris Bechayeho, and then one is Yerush la'achar misosa. Right? That's what he was discussing. So, because let's see what's negeta us over here is like this. So Zok Tois is that this that the Gemara over here is basing a chiv kfura on a Yerusha of Nechsei Melug, Hagam, that the sugya over there seems to have been toiled on the Yerusha of Nechsei Barzel. So Tois says, that's Takalav Lav Davka. Any din Yerusha really could have been a Machayiv for Kfura. And in this case over here, we're speaking out that even according to the Manda Omar, which holds that the Yerusha that the Yoshe Ha'av get is only Nechsei Melug, that in itself could have been a machayev. That could have been a machayev. Now that much is what Tais is answering. Now I think what you wanted to know, Leo, right? I don't know if it is yet answered with this. I think what you want to know is that according to this Mando Omar, that the Tzoyim Barzel don't go to the Av, right? So it's possible that the Yoshei Habal, right? They're getting the Mon Masayim, they're getting the Tzayim Barazel. The Av is only getting the Nechsei Melug, and we're still declaring a Shaila. Like
it's much more ruggle to have Tzayim Barazel. So getting the Tzayim Barazel is even probably more.
Mm-hmm, okay, all right. Add that to the question over here. So what is? But even without that, right? That would be a shiloh over here. Is that what's the tzad over here that someone who's only getting nichsei mulug should be mechuyev in the kfura, as opposed to someone who's getting the tzayim barazel, even if it was the same.
So that's why I want to bring in what Rabbi Yitzhak Davis said.
Oh, yeah?
Duran
says this in the Shitas Rashi?
I don't know. He just told me that Duran says that Pshat of the Gemara, when the Gemara says the second sad, he never had a Havamina that it was going to be only the Baal, only the father. It's not Havamina only the father, it means also the father. Yosha'av means that the Yosha'av will also have to pay towards it. They're going to be Yosha some of her stuff, so they're going to pay part of it for her.
So, I mean, it really should be telling the man the Omer, right? Because this is only what you're saying, Shmat, should be that if you hold that the Av only gets the Nechsei Melug, right, and the Nechsei Barzel, right, they get, then I understand that. But according to the Tzad, that they're also getting, like Tosfos, well, the first half of Tosfos, that really all he's getting the whole Yerusha, so, right, then that could be that this Tzad of the Gemara is saying is that Yerusha klape monomosai, maybe that Yerusha get the whole Yerusha, that should be Mechayev. Right, so it could be that it's totally in the Manda Omrim what the Tzadim of the Gemara are. Okay, but I hear what you're saying. You're using that option. Mm-hmm.
In the Gemara, we have two Tzadim. It's clear from Tosus that the first side is that the Yorshe Habal get the Ksuba, and depending on the Machlokas in the what Rashi brings down in Bava Basra, who's the Ksuba could mean Mara Masayim and possibly can also mean Tzom Barzal.
Okay, let's say.
But according to the other man, the Amar, Tzom Barzal goes with the second. So the way to read the Gemara's Tut Stadim is dependent on which Manam you hold like? Which side of the Shaila Tzom Barzel is that correct?
So what I would just maybe make a little more accurate, I don't know if it's necessarily the words of the Gemara, because I thought Tais is saying that the Gemara, when the Gemara says Ksuba, the Gemara definitely, the words mean Mono Masayim. But that's what it means. The reason why the Gemara is only saying Mono Masayim, even though you might have even Saint Barcel, is because we're talking a Nusuch which satisfies the other man, the Omar. But in Nechanami, our intention, right, really, so what the intention in Taisis, is that included in the words, not included in the words? Okay, that's what I just meant. Okay.
What does the round say? I don't have round.
Okay, no, so I'm not gonna look for it right now, over here. But, okay, but maybe we see seen them before, whether that's what comes out. Alright, okay, I see it's the Takash to go late. Let's just finish the Gemara. Okay, Zot the Gemara. Okay, so we have our Shaila over here, that who's mechuyev in the kfura of the Shemeres Yavam, right when she dies. Zok the Gemara, Omer Avamrim, Toshma, Tisanyo, Shemeres Yavam, Shemeso, Yorshe Ksuboso, Chayovim Bikfura. So he brings the Brayse. The Brayse says over here clearly that Yorshe Yorshe Ksuboso, Chayovim Bikfura, those who Yarshin the Ksuba, Taka, the Mon Masayim.
How do you know it means Mon Masayim?
Okay, so that's a good question. That's a good question.
The Bryce over there says, Kvasa Takas Ksubasa, and over there we type the word Ksuba to mean the Dunya.
Valid question. So that is a question, like a pardon, that bothered me also, that question. Right, and in Hagamah, that's the Nusach of the Gemara, but in the Lashon HaBraisa, right, that's not necessarily what it means. Let me just think for a second. So that's a very... It seems to me like a valid question. Let's just see a step further.
Could the Gemara understand this Yosha Baal?
Right.
Could that be why the Gemara, like Rav and Abaye are fighting over, you know, who should pay it, right? And we seem to have a Bryce and a Mishnah saying who we should pay it. So I didn't understand how they were arguing it. Could it be that maybe that's where they... had the, you know, where they had the right to discuss it, is because the Lashon is ambiguous. In other words, the Rav is saying, no, you can't learn that Diyuk from the Braisa, right, or support it with the Mishnah, because the Lashon is unclear. Because I mean, I was bothered anyhow. Like, where did, you know, why are they arguing it? You know,
the version of Brisa. Right. Tanai would say we should end the Gemara here. But this should be the end of the topic.
Take the rest of the week off.
So in the Hemshech Gemara, are they arguing, or is it just a question in explanation?
That's cool. It seems like they're arguing about a lot of things.
You know, they're definitely arguing, but is the issue over here the final halacha, or the issue is how to understand why the halacha should be? They're asking a question in Sfarah why it should be like that. We know that that's you know, that's the, and the Brayse is the halacha, but what taka is the pshat in that?
How could Rav end up like Reish Shammai, which what?
Okay, but listen, we just want to say over here this one before we that opens up another whole sugya with Amar Rav. Let's see. Amar Abaye, Afanan Amitnina, Amon Nizan Sinuch Yisrael, why should they show Lohen? Ve'ein Chayovim Bikfur Asam. That the Yisoymim, this is a regular, everyday almono, that they're mechuyev to give her mezainus, and they get her ma'isi yadayim. Ve'in chayav mekfura also. Yosheh, yosheh subasa, chayav mekfura also. Who's mechuyev in kfura? Yosheh, yosheh subasa. Now, in this situation, this is talking, this is not a Shemeres Yavam, right? This is talking about a regular Yisha, right? And the halacha is Yosheh, Yosheh Subasa, Chayav Mekfurasa. Grado, over here, they are taki getting the Mor Masayim.
Who's getting the Mor Masayim?
The Yoshe Haisha.
They're getting everything.
Right.
They're getting some bars, they're getting Malum, mm-hmm. They're getting Mor Masayim, mm-hmm. They're getting everything.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it's not clear over here what this means. The Yoshe Ksubasa. However, the Gemara, the Gemara is saying that, like Rashi points out, that there's a deek in that Mishnah that Yosheh Yoshek Subasa, which is mashma that we're pointing at one of two Yoshim. In the case of a regular almono, then the Yisoymim, they don't yashin her. There aren't two Yoshim.
What lashon would we have said if we didn't want to give it the extra lashon it would have just said Yosheh Chayav Mekfurasa,
right.
Not the words extra words Yosheh Subasa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is the mashmois. This is where that there's a mashmois. It remains in the Mishnah that this halachom Yosheh Yosheh Subasa Chayav Mekfurasa is refers to a Shemeres Yavam, and the halacha is that the Yosheh over here is Faker, right? It's the Yosheh Habal Amachuv Mekfura. The Yosheh Subasa over here would refer to the Monu Asayim, possibly only. Right. Okay. But the shyness of Taka. How do we know what it means? How do we know what it means? That depending on the different Manda Omrim.
Rashi says further that Rava holds like the can only be going like the one who holds in Bava Basra that the Nechsei Tzom Barzel goes to the Yosheh Av. So.
Okay, because of what?
Because he says that Achi Ani Yorish, and he's Yorish only for my brother. But if he's getting the Tzom Barzel, then he's definitely Yorish from her. The Nechsei Tzom Barzel, he can't say Achi Ani Yorish. Rabba's whole taina is that he's only Yorish from his brother. He's not Yorish from the Yavama anything. So it doesn't work out if he's getting the Tzom Barzel. It has to be. The Mar Masayim, he claims he's Yorish, the Mar Masayim from his
right,
brother.
Right. I mean, definitely the shmuz of Lema Ach is on the Mar Masayim. That's true.
And Rava holds like the Mandi Amar that the Tzom Barzel goes to the Nisei Yorish.
Okay, I hear that, Cheshbon.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know if it's necessarily the case, but maybe a Baya holds like the one who holds that Tzom Barzel goes to Yorshe Habal.
Okay, I don't know about that. Is that the basis of this machlek is over here?
That's what I want to say. I don't know if it's true, but that's what I want to say.
No, so that we hear right away, right? When Rav, that is Rava's taina, right? Rava's taina is he's questioning whether the Mor Masayim is are you really getting it? Right? That's right. really what he's saying over here.
He's
so
saying that Achi and Yorish didn't get anything from the
right,
Yavamas,
right?
But obviously he didn't get the Tzom Barzel.
Right. So we're only talking about the Mor Masayim, right? So he's definitely that we would hear right away that he's he's working a karponim, he holds or his question is according to that mandomer.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You right. don't want to take it to the next step. You wanted to stop there.
Mm-hmm.
You okay. don't want to say bye-bye.
Right. Okay. Well, what Abaya holds that we
it's
have
not
to,
clear.
Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't seem like that's the root of the machlokes, but we have to know the sugya well in order to give an opinion on that. All right. So I think we have to hold over here for now. All right. That's okay. Okay. So Baruch Hashem. Okay. We saw the Mishnah, Merushayla. Right.
So we're gonna fear Tais us. Doesn't it keep on going?
Yeah. All right. Okay. Mitzvah Hashem. Maybe we'll have a chance some other time.